The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. Byron White here. Neil Rosen is our guest today. Neil, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Glad to be with you.
Right on. Neil, you're the author of Chatter Marketing. Tell us a little bit about Chatter Marketing. What is it and how can you help us be better at either A, marketing, or B, chatter?
Okay, I'd love to. The internet, as everybody knows these days, is the ultimate reality TV show. Everybody is spending probably more time on the internet now than they are even watching television. And what that comes down to is the creation of what we call chatter. People are viewing videos and music, and they're chatting on Facebook and Twitter and sending emails. And this is creating an unbelievable amount of information that marketers can use to better understand what consumers are looking for and what their customers are looking for, and therefore be able to market to them more effectively.
Is your contention that we have a new tool to listen to the art, to listen into what our customers are saying and really study chatter that's happening on the web? Is that the, could you dive us into the contention there?
That's absolutely right in a specific situation, which is when you already have a relationship with that consumer. So I am talking about companies that have relationships with consumers who are either their buyers or prospects or people who've signed up to receive their newsletters. When that relationship exists, the company has the ability to track a lot of things that those people are doing online, what pages they're visiting on their website, what videos they're viewing, what banners they're clicking on, and take that information and use it to better target their goods and services to that consumer in a way and at a time that makes the whole experience much more convenient than it is when people are just being blasted with all kinds of spam and irrelevant messaging as compared to messaging that's coming to them because of actions they've actually taken.
Mm-hmm. So how is this tie into what we would imagine to be personalized marketing and sort of one-to-one marketing?
I would say absolutely, and I'd say it's taking that to a whole new level, one-to-one marketing on steroids. So if you are a company that is a travel company and you can identify that somebody on your list or somebody you've worked with before goes to YouTube and is viewing videos on Paris, and you can send them a package at that time about travel to Paris with special offers, it's a home run for both sides, for both the consumer and for the company marketing to them.
Describe some of the methods and the tools that you are using or can be used to monitor online behavior and to study more what people are doing.
Okay. Well, there are basically two pieces of technology that are used. One is a cookie, which most people are familiar with. And the cookie allows you place a cookie on a person that you have a relationship with, and that cookie allows you to view where they go and things they click on and that type of thing. On the content you create, you place a pixel. And the pixel is able to identify that it's sort of like when a cookie meets a pixel, then you have all the information you need. So a pixel is sitting there on a video you have, and that pixel can identify, here's somebody watching my video that this company knows because there's a cookie on this person. And then it sends back the information to the company saying, this video viewed at this time by this email address. It's really more about the action than about personal information. So they're not looking for phone numbers or addresses. It's really just a person, but based on the the geography, where the person's from, what they've done, that type of thing that allows you to market to them. The demographics is what you're looking for.
And how hard is it to set up a tracking system?
Oh,
you know,
very
what kind
simple.
Of effort needs to go into it to make some to bring back good data that you can make decisions on?
One of the great things about this is it's incredibly simple. Both a cookie and a pixel are tiny pieces of code, and to put a pixel on all the content you produce, takes seconds as you're producing content. And to put cookies on the consumers who you work with, who you have relationships with, again, it's a very simple automated process. Very, very quick and easy for any company to do.
Talk with us about, tracking behavior where a user has to put in an email address and therefore falls into more of the lead gen camp versus tracking behavior in a more public setting where they're just where some random person is just taking action on your website and doing things and you're studying that behavior. Can you explain those two different workflows and what you can benefit and learn from both of them?
Sure. Chatter marketing is all about the relationship with people, where they have signed up and given you their email address and given you permission to track them. So that's really very specifically in only one of those two camps. Mm-hmm. When you're tracking people who you do not have relationships with and who you do not have cookies set on, then you're really just tracking things like, I see twice as many people visit this page than another page, or more people are doing X than Y, but you don't know who they are, and you don't have any ability then to go and market to them directly via email, which is mostly what people are marketing through, using email as the communication tool once they have seen what someone's done. So the email's triggered by action rather than emails being blasted out to everybody. So it's a very, very different type of scenario. We're really specifically talking about how companies can leverage the people they already have relationships with to better meet their needs, create a more convenient shopping experience, and understand what they really want and what they're really looking for.
Do you think consumers are open to being studied?
Well, I don't think any longer consumers have any choice. I mean, they're just being studied, and the internet makes it so easy that there's so much data out there about consumer behavior. The real challenge for companies and for consumers is whether or not it is a privacy issue, whether it is invading on their privacy. When companies are looking for specific information, they really don't care who it is. What they care about is, here's someone between the ages of 35 and 45 who I know is looking to travel to France in the next 6 months, and what can I do to help that person as compared to, they don't need to know the person's name, the person's address, the person's phone number. It's really the behavior that can give them hints and information about actions that they are soon to take. And that's where the real challenge and all the fuzzy lines on the internet are when do you pass over that line drawn in the sand about using information for marketing and getting into the personal information area?
Mm-hmm. Google recently announced that it's beginning to protect privacy by not disclosing keywords that their users have used to arrive on landing pages. Mm-hmm. Could you comment on that that interesting new piece of information that's being chatted about quite a bit in the industry, protecting what used to be very public information, which is namely what keyword did somebody use to find your website? That's a really key data, as you can imagine, in the SEO and the SEM industry. What's your take on that, and where do you think that's going to go?
Well, I really don't see any way that protects the privacy of individuals in terms of what keyword that they clicked on or why that would be a problem. That is something, as a marketer for my website, that would be really important for me to know, so I know which of my keywords are more effective in driving traffic to my site than other keywords. Mm-hmm. If they're doing things on the back end where that keyword could link back to the individual, then not providing that information to me is an example of protecting privacy.
Let's take a break in just a second here. And when we come back, I want to pick your brain about, you know, tracking behavior with your customers and opt-ins and in Facebook and Twitter and the social media sphere. Back in just a minute, everybody.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way. No matter which direction you're heading, CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue. Advertisers, we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations. Publishers, we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible. Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns. The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at cpaway.com.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit the Internet Marketing Ninjas booth at PubCon 2011 Vegas or visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Open your windows for a breath of fresh air.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
And hey, Mac, we're here for you too.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Neil, you're back.
Yes.
Thanks again for being on the show. Appreciate you being here.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Right on. So some tough questions for you. Let's dive into social media. Tell us what you're doing in there to study behavior and how it's helping to translate into more sales and finding out the wants and needs of customers.
Ah, terrific. There are a couple of different pieces to social media that are important to think about and chatter. The opposite side of chatter from what we have spoken about, which is really important, is when you have people out there who are chattering, who are talking about your company, viewing data on your company and information and clicking on things, these people can be used to spread the word about your company. So the other side of chatter is identifying the people you have relationships with who are bloggers or who have 1,000 friends on Facebook or 100 followers on Twitter, and give those people the power through technology to spread the word about your company and build your business that way. So being able to use social as a viral means of growing your company and giving your customers the tools to spread the word about your company is another very important way to use chatter to grow your business.
I want to ask you to offer some detail on this. So your methodology really talks about the triggers for action that you would take from a marketing perspective are really in actions, not in the people, right?
100%.
You know, and that to me is kind of the tipping point here. Could you expand upon that and really explain why that is the fundamental mindset you're really trying to change when people think about marketing?
Great. And let me give you a really good example about that. So you have a website and people visit your website. If you're simply able to distinguish which page on your website that people are visiting and send them different messages because of a specific page they visited, showing interest in whatever was on that page, you start to create a much more personal and convenient communication stream between yourself and that customer. But again, you don't care if the customer is Mary or Fred or John. You only care that he is a group of people who all took the same action, which gives us a greater likelihood that they are interested in a specific product or service or content or information that we offer, and therefore we are targeting that group with that content that is most likely to be of interest to them.
And, you know, are you really reverse engineering that, you know, and trying to say, okay, someone made a conversion on my website, they bought something. You know, I want to go back and look at their behavior. I want to go maybe look at pages they looked at or things they've opted into or whether they attended my webinar or didn't attend a webinar. I mean, you know, how deep do you go back? And how, again, how hard is this? Because it seems hard to me. Somebody's got to crunch a lot of data here.
Actually, we go forward. We do this all pretty much in real time, within 10 or 15 minutes of somebody, for example, coming to a website and clicking on, for example, on your website, you give lots and lots of tips and they're in a bunch of different categories. So if somebody comes to your website and is viewing tips on retail and they get an email 15 or 20 minutes later with an additional 10 or 12 tips on retail and some questions and something else you offer, that's how this works. So it's set up in advance to marry content, additional content, to the content you're already creating, but literally it happens as people do things. The one exception to that is the ability to do, again, to go back, but it's very triggered by very simple actions. So now I could go back and say, in the last 30 days, give me a list of everyone who has visited this page or clicked on this link or made this request. And again, content is sent to them. But this is very, very proactive, and you try to look at what people are doing now and respond to them in real or near real time, which is also crucial because they're still online. So you have the opportunity to reach out to people right after they've done some and when they're still actively involved in whatever that behavior is.
How does A/B testing and multivariate testing fit into this?
Obviously, it's a huge piece of everything marketers have to do. They're constantly testing different content. They're testing their assumptions that people who visit this page are specifically going to be interested in these products and services, and tweaking pretty much every day and campaign by campaign to improve the performance of their marketing strategy.
Hmm. What tools, again, are you recommending to listen, you know, that are chatter listening tools? You know, are there specifics that you can really talk about here?
Oh, absolutely. So what you want to listen to is you want to listen to, obviously, what pages on your website they visit, what links they see, which videos they're viewing at YouTube. You can do a lot with what they're doing on Facebook and what they're doing on Twitter and what they're doing in some of the other social networks. You can get a sense for different user groups that they might have joined. And then the other thing you want to do is you want to append social information to the profile. So it is possible for companies to take their list and append information to the individuals on their list, such as, do they have Facebook pages? Do they have Twitter pages? How many followers do they have on Twitter? How many friends do they have on Facebook? Do they have a blog? How many people are following them on their blog? So you're able to really understand who your advocates are, who your influencers are in your group, which people in your group are more active socially than other people in the group. All this information can be appended at a cost, there are companies who do this, to the list of people that you have generated who have opted in to be a customer and to communicate with your company and for you to communicate with them.
Mm. A great company would be a company we could go to and say, here's our current customer database of 1,000 people, for example, that have used Writer Access, our new platform.
Yeah.
You know, who are these people? What are characteristics about them that they like? Here's their websites. Here's their email addresses, whatever. you know, tell me who else I should be calling on that are like these people. Does something like that exist?
What exists, the first half of that exists. The second half of that on the internet is problematic because you really can only communicate with people who have opted in to receive communication from you. So there are companies out there that you can send your list to that can give you a lot of data that they can append to the list of people who have signed up, for example, to get your newsletter. They can tell you again, they're on Facebook, they have 153 followers on Facebook, they show up so many times a week, they're on Twitter, they they have followers there, they have their own blog, all of that kind of information about the people you already have on your list is pretty easy to go out there and buy.
Where do you do
that? Then try to identify other people who fit that same kind of a profile. That's also possible, but then to communicate to them online without them having given you permission to is what's spam. So you have to find other ways to get to people who have similar demographics and get them to opt in to also hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And your goal being to get people to opt in to hear from a president or a CEO. In other words, not just buy products from you, but opt in to take action to connect with you.
Absolutely. And the methodology is perfect because obviously your next best customer or your next best subscriber or your next best donor are friends or family or people very similar to the people who are already subscribing or buying or donating to you. That's why using those people virally is such a powerful way to go. So we have a little product called Shout It Out, and all it is every time somebody does something, we give them the ability to tell their friends and family and colleagues that they just took this action and they should go look at it to get people again, to get other people like them to come visit your website and give you permission to communicate with them.
And how effective is that Shout It Out tool? Do you sell that tool, by the way, or is it just a little tool you made up for yourself?
No. It's a tool. It's a part of our platform that our customers use. It's a little piece of, it's a little tool within the platform. But it is absolutely a great way at no cost for people to build their list, to build their opt-in subscriber list with the right kind of people. And it's very effective. I mean, people can add 5 to 10% new subscribers to their list every month using this tool. So it's really a nice way to grow your subscriber base.
Neil, tell us how to get a hold of you. Tell us a little bit about your business as well. A little shameless plug for what you're doing. It sounds interesting.
eWay Direct is a business. We've been around for 10 years. We're an online marketing, technology, and services company. We help companies acquire new customers. We have an email platform that helps companies email to their customers and track what their customers are doing in email, and lots of different tools in that platform. And we have a social media, a new product that we launched last year called the Brand Contenders Index, which shows companies how their brand reputation compares to other companies that they directly compete with, which is very important because whatever company has the best brand reputation online among these competitors is the company most likely to make a sale when customers are considering products from them or their competitors. So they will now look online at product review sites, at search engines, on Facebook, on Twitter, and say, I'm thinking about buying this. What do you think? And the company with the best reputation is the one most likely to end up with the sale. So we have a tool that allows companies to track that on an ongoing basis and make sure their reputation's where it needs to be compared to their direct competitors.
Fantastic. The guest is Neil Rosen. The book is Chatter Marketing. The website where people can get a hold of you
is Neil? eWay Direct, www.ewaydirect.com.
EWAYdirect.com, correct?
Exactly, yep.
Right on. I got it in front of me here.
Perfect.
And what about it? Do you have a Twitter handle to get a hold of people?
Oh, boy, we do, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't know it. We have a Twitter page and on YouTube, but I don't have the Twitter address.
How about an email address for you?
Sure, Neil, N-E-I-L, @eWayDirect.com.
Right on. It's been great having you on the show today, Neil. Thanks very much for being here.
Boy, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope you're less little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. And I hope you have a more chatter to make it all work better. And you listen more carefully to your customers' chatter. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next week.